Start your day with remembrance of all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable and the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choice salutations be upon the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to another episode of this program called The Early Echo. Alhamdulillah, in today's program, we are going to be speaking about the events relating to the help of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely and is definitely assisting his ummah. He will always be there for our aid to remove our adversities and difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with this amazing power. If only we could call out for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in today's program, this is what we are going to be discussing, that the events relating to the help rendered by Mustafa Jani Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whilst he was physically living in this world, and after his apparent demise from this dunya, dono jagon pe, whilst he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was physically upon this earth, he had rendered his assistance and help not only to human beings, but even to animals, to the trees, plants, stones. And after his apparent demise from this dunya, then to the help of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not stopped. This is what we are going to be discussing. It is my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly stay locked to Madani Channel. Sab se qabl inshallah Durood e Pak ki fazilat sunte hain, and thereafter we will continue with our topic. Nonetheless, it has been mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man salla alayya fi yawmin 50 marratan safahtuhu yawm al-qiyamati. The person who recites 50 times Durood upon me, I will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karono durood. Taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karono durood. Dil karo thanda mera, woh kafe paanchand sa. Seene pe rakh do zara, tum pe karono durood. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take us to Madinatul Munawwara, we will now listen to Inati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, we shall return. Kindly stay locked to your family channel called Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہیں جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں گے؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں۔
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
دار چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، دار چلتے ہیں عطا کے قطرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا،
آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب،
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری حقیقت تعلو کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تا ہے رضا اس شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ماشاءاللہ دس واز این امیزنگ نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ور لسننگ ٹو اینڈ آئی ہوپ دیٹ یور اسپرٹس اینڈ ایمان فیتھ لو کنیکشن ڈیووشن فار دا بلر رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز بین ریجوونیٹڈ الحمد للہ رب العالمین تھینکس ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی وی گیو گریٹیٹیوڈ ٹو آلمائٹی اللہ عز و جل فور ہی ہیز میڈ اس دا امتیز اینڈ دا فالوورز آف His most beloved, most exalted and celebrated prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yeh hamari khush kismati hai. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us a powerful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam are blessed and the nations are blessed. But Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen us to be the ummatis of the greatest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyidi Ala Hadrat in his poetry says, Sab se ola wo ala. ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا وہ اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی سو الحمدللہ رب العالمین وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی ایونٹس ریلیٹڈ ٹو دی ہیلپ آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سنس وی ہیو بگین ود دی ریسائٹیشن آف درود اینڈ سینڈنگ آف صلوات اپون بلیسڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سو اس حوالے سے ان ریلیشن ٹو دس Let us listen to a parable that shows the blessings of reciting Darood-e Pak as well as the help related from Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Allama Maulana Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi bade buzurg guzre hain. He has mentioned in a book that whilst making the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba Makkah Sharif mein tawaf ke dauran main ek bande ko dekhta hoon. I see a person جو ہر قدم پر درود پاک پڑھ رہا ہے ایٹ ایوری اسٹیپ ہی ریسائٹس درود اینڈ سینڈز سلیوٹیشنز اینڈ صلوات اپون دا موسٹ ایگزالٹڈ پروفٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی آئی دین آسکڈ ہم کہ واٹ از دا میٹر یہاں پہ یو سپوز ریڈ سم ادر وظائف انسٹیڈ آف لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کلمہ طیبہ اینڈ ادر انووکیشنز یو ریسائٹ درود پاک ہر قدم پہ واٹ از دا ریزن بیہائنڈ دس سو دیٹ پرسن دین آسکڈ می آپ ہو کون So I mentioned, my name is Sufyan Thawri. He said, Achha, aap hai Sufyan Thawri. If it was somebody else, to shayid mein ye baat na batata. I would have not even said the reason and the secret behind why am I reciting Darood-e-Pak in every step that I'm taking whilst making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Lekin chunke aap Sufyan Thawri hai, to baat sun lijiye. I left my home with my father. With my respected father, راستے کے دوران راستے میں نے میرے والد گرامی بیمار ہو پڑے He became so sick that in this journey, before he could pass away, his face had turned dark, his eyes had turned blue, and his belly had swelled. And in that state, during this journey, in a deserted place, جہاں پہ کوئی نہیں تھا مدد کے لیے, میرے والد گرامی کا ایسے ہی situation میں انتقال ہو گیا. Allahu Akbar. I then recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My father had passed away. I am away from my homeland. I am away from my city, my town, my people. And there was no one to assist me. In that pareshani, anxiety, stress and tension, I fell asleep. Meri aankhe band ho gayi aur kismat jaag uthi. My luck and my fortune had smiled at me, for I had seen the most exalted Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my dream. And as the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, at first I did not know who this great personality is, for he used a very, very white, whiter than milk was his dress. And I had never seen such beauty like that before in my life. This personality came, of course, and then rubbed and placed his affectionate hands over the dark eyes and face of my father. And then the color of my father had normalized. It turned back to white. His stomach and belly had also normalized in my dream. And then I held the chadar of that great personality. Whilst crying, I asked, in this severe or in this difficult times, there is no one to assist and help me, but you have come and you have removed this adversity and calamity away from me. That my father's face had turned so dark that I never seen his face so dark before in my life. His stomach had swelled and became so huge. In such a isolated and deserted place, you had come to assist me. Please let me know, who are you? What is your name? And then that person turned around and said, have you not recognized me? Tumne mujhe nahi pehchana. I am your Rasul. I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My name is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I am your Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Allah has sent me and made you my ummati. Therefore, your father used to recite lots of durood and salawat upon me. And anyone who calls out to me, I would never leave him in his situation as he is. Your father had plead to me before he passed away. And since he made a plea to me, he made a faryad to me, I would not leave him in that condition. So as he passed away, I am here to assist and remove his difficulties. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Having said that, that personality, that fragrant and handsome personality had disappeared in my dream. And as I opened my eyes, I could still receive and smell the fragrance of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, jab main apne walid sahab ki taraf dekhta hoon, neend karne se pehle, sone se qabl, unka pet phula hua tha. His eyes was blue, his face was darkened. But now that I opened my eyes and seen my father, just as the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normalized his stomach and face in the dream, when I opened my eyes, I had seen that his stomach was back to normal as well as his face and eyes. Allahu Akbar. So from then, O Sufyan Thawri, I made a niyat, an intention in my heart, that when I will reach Makkatul Mukarrama, I will recite abundance of durood and send salutations and salawat upon blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Is wajah se main har qadam par durood-e-paak padh raha hoon, because this has just happened to me. I have just experienced this with my father whilst coming to Makkatul Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala din writes this story, an incident that he had faced in his book. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this beautiful event, we firstly learn that this is the blessings of Durood-e-Paak. Is wajah se baraha kaha jata hai. Before every program, at the ending of every program, azan se qabl, namaz se pehle, har nek jais kaam se qabl, recite Durood-e-Paak upon the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through the blessings of Durood-e-Paak, your problems, your calamities, adversities will surely come to an end. You will see blessings in your life. You will see abundance of barakah and blessings. It is through Durood-e-Paak. It is through sending salams upon the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, we also learn that this is the help offered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap faryadon ko suna karte the aur suna karte hain aur hamesha suna karte rahenge. This will never ever be taken away from the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He assisted people and he helped people whilst he physically was in front of their eyes. And after he apparently demised from this dunya, from this physical world, then to the help of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is there. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has given him this ikhtiyar. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him this power that wherever he wishes to go, whenever he wants to go, nothing can stop him. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will surely reach that place and assist any of his ummatis from wherever he wishes. Hum Madine se dur hain, ہم مدینے سے دور ہیں. Yes, we are far from مدینہ المنورہ, but مدینہ is not far away from us. Our beloved رسول is not far away from us. Our mentor, our master, our leader, our آقا is not far away from us. He can assist anyone he wishes to, and however he wishes, he will do that. It is up to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. People came with different types of problem. People would come with different types of complaint in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. In the books of ahadith, you would learn, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam solved everyone's problem. Even if that problem was dealing with medical issues, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never sent that sahabi, that companion, or even an animal empty-handed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sorted out that problem. But before we even go there, let us remember Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah, he speaks about the beautiful nigah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his powerful sight, that wherever he cast his sight, wherever he places his gaze, Allahu Akbar, it will give life to that object, it would give life to that thing. Subhanallah, it is the sight of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke jis cheez pe pad jati hai us cheez mein dam aa jata hai. Allahu Akbar, if he cast his sight on the mountains, the mountain would gain life and would send salams upon the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. If he cast these eyes on the pebbles of Abu Jahl when he came to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking, do you know what is in my hand, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Jahl that you hid this and came, you did not want me to see what is in your palms, and now you asking me what is in your hands. Oh Abu Jahl, main tumse kahu ki tumhare haath mein kya hai, ya wo jo cheez tumhare haath mein hai wo tujhse kahe ki main kaun hu. Must I tell you what is in your palms, or that in your palm shall tell you who I am? Astonished and amazed by this, Abu Jahl said, that will be really amazing if this is possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam casted his mubarak sight onto the palms of Abu Jahl. Ek nazar aapne dala aur haathon ke andar se کلمہ شریف کی آواز آنے لگی, اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ واشہد ان محمدن عبدہ ورسولہ. When Abu Jahl heard that even the stones is chanting and reciting the kalima of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he threw the stones away and he ran away saying that this is a magic. Oh Allahu Akbar, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li explained to us how this works. He says, جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا, جس طرف اٹھ گئی دم میں دم آ گیا, اس نگاہ ہے عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام, اس نگاہ ہے عنایت پہ لاکھوں سلام, مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام, شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Shaitan is behind every one of us. Shaitan does not want us to seek help from Mustafa jane rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. To alag alag khayalat, waswase shaitan khud zehen mein dalwata hai aur pareshan kar rakhta hai ki is ayat ke mutabiq to humko madad nahi mangni chahiye, us wala hadith ke mutabiq hame madad nahi leni chahiye, hum sirf aur sirf Allah hi se madad mang sakte hain aur kisi nabi se ya kisi wali se madad nahi mang sakte, ghairullah se madad mangna shirk hai ya haram hai. Allahu Akbar. All these waswasas come from shaitan, because one verse of the Holy Quran Pak can never ever contradict another verse in the Holy Quran Pak. This Quran Pak is free from contradictions. Allahu Akbar. So madad mangna, take for example the first surah in the Holy Quran Pak, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Sabse pehli baat hai ki aksar gharon mein dekha gaya hai, aksar جگہوں پہ پایا گیا ہے کہ جہاں پہ انگلش ترجمہ ہے قرآن پاک کا, the translation which claims to be the translation of کنز الایمان شریف, کہیں جگہوں پہ یا besides کنز الایمان, of course which is the authentic translation of سیدی اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ, اکثر جو تراجم ہیں وہ یہ ترجمہ کرتے ہیں You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. This is a statement. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat does not make a statement here. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The translation of which in Urdu will be, Hum tujhko hi pooje aur tujhse hi madad mange. This is a duaiya kalama. In English it will be, You alone may we worship and you alone may we seek help. Not making a statement that you alone we do worship and you alone we seek for help. Rather, this is a dua. You alone may we worship. Ki Allah Zawajal aisa hi kar de, aisa hi karam farma ki we should only worship you and no one else. And we should only seek help from you. Make this possible. But Allah Azza wa Jal through His infinite mercy has granted this power and ability of assisting and helping others to His beloved bondsmen, to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. As it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, that commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, that the real helper is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real helper and the actual helper from where madad and help comes is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, koi kisi ki madad nahi kar sakta. Agar Allah ijazat na ata farmaye azza wa jalla, then no one in this world can help or assist anybody. Phir to doctor bhi kisi ko shifa nahi de payega. Phir to dawaiyan bhi kaam nahi kar payengi. Agar Allah chahe to kuch nahi hoga. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the mansha of Allah azza wa jal, without the riza mandi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can cause harm or no one can cause help or shifa to anybody. It is through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabse pehli baat ye. And thereafter Allah azza wa jal has given this ability and power to assist others, to His awliya, to His friends. Of course, firstly to His messengers. Allah azza wa jal has given them this ruhaniyat, the spirituality, whether they wish to assist physically or spirituality wise, spiritually or physically or apparently, these powers are granted to the special bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye jab chahe, jaise chahe, imdad ke liye, madad ke liye, aap pahunch sakte hain. Because Allah azza wa jal has granted them this ability and power. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, chaliye ise Quran Pak se samajhte hain. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in regards to help in the Holy Quran Pak. As I mentioned before, that ek ayat, dusri ayat ki khilaf nahi ho sakta. One verse cannot contradict with another verse of the Holy Quran Pak. This is the beauty of the Holy Quran Pak. Itne ayat hai Quran Pak mein, bagar tazad nahi hai, isme takrao nahi hai. Ek verse does not takrao and does not clash with the next verse. The meanings are different. Allahu Akbar. In this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so indeed, Allah is His helper. Sabse pehli baat. Fa inna Allaha huwa maulahu. Allah Azza wa Jal is His helper. And Jibreel and the virtuous believers too are His helper. And after that, the angels are also His supporters. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking about sending help to someone. Allah says, and firstly, I am His helper. And after me, Jibreel and the virtuous believers, the pious saints, the awliya Allah, the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they are also included after Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, the angels are also His supporters. Regarding this blessed verse in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, which has been published by the Publications Department of Da'awati Islami, Allahu Akbar. Helper, the word Mawla. Mawla means helper. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ. Here Mawla refers to the one who is a helper. And the helper here is mentioned for Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious Muslims in this verse. Allahu Akbar. And the angels have been declared to be Zahir, Wahir. Wa ke saath, Wahir. And Wahir here also means helpers. Look at the vastness of Arabic language. It is the world's most sweetest and most vast language. There is no other language which was equivalent to the Arabic. If one wants to express muhabbat, love, because it is the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arabic is the language of the Holy Quran Pak. Arabic is the language of the Qabr. Arabic is the language of the Day of Judgment. Arabic is the language of Paradise. Allahu Akbar. Arabic is the language of love. Arabic is the language of devotion and muhabba. Arabic is the language of expressions. If one wants to express his muhabbat and love, it is Arabic that is so vast, that has so many different types of meanings. Allahu Akbar. There is no language in the world that can come even close to Arabic. Of course, people say after Arabic is Urdu language. It is also a very sweet language. But Arabi is Arabi, and Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen this language for his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah has chosen this language to be the language of paradise, dear viewers. So learn the translation and the meaning of Arabic. It is a very, very, very beautiful language. Ya Zahir refers also to the one who helps. So we are, or where the help negates from, the actual help that descends comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is, Azza wa Jal is the one who instructs the angels, instructs his pious bondsmen and believers to assist and help. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the helper and the wasila and the medium that you receive the help through or from are from the pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So wouldn't this verse contradict with Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een? Wouldn't Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, this ayat and blessed verse of the Holy Quran Pak, contradict with this verse? Because if you expect or you say that there is no one else that can help besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has not given ijazah to anyone to help anybody. If this is the iman or aqidah, then what about this verse in the Holy Quran Pak? There will be a huge contradiction between both the verses. So our iman is that Allah Azza wa Jal is the ultimate helper. Madad hoti hai to Allah Azza wa Jal ki taraf hi se hoti hai. He is the actual and the real helper. And to whomsoever he has given ijazah to, they will also assist and help. Allahu Akbar, as I mentioned, apparently, physically or spiritually, they will come to your aid and they will remove your problem through the ijazat and permission granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanharu inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. Even in this verse, you are told to seek help. How? It is through ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, I hope this has cleared your mind firstly before we go any more further into our topic of discussion for today. Because help here I am speaking about is referring to the help of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari Sharif khol ke dekhte hain, Muslim Sharif khol ke dekhte hain. Allahu Akbar, you will find in various chapters, in various babs of these ahadith, books of ahadith, Allahu Akbar, you will find various stories relating to the help of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a huge and blessed memory he had. How the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had granted him such a strong memory. It is the same Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu who says, I was sitting on the pathway one day aur main raaste pe baitha hua tha, is intezaar mein tha ki sarkare do alam noore mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yahan se guzarenge. When he will pass by, he will see my small face, he will see my hungry face. In other words, I have lost weight, my face has gone pale, and he would ask me, what is the matter? If he asked me what is the matter, I will tell him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I haven't eaten for several days. I have not eaten or drinking anything. I am so hungry. Allahu Akbar. And then as he thought about this plan, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the place. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu greeted the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back. And then what happens next is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Abu Huraira, what is the matter? Allahu Akbar. Can Sayyidina Abu Huraira even hide the secret from the Nabi who gives you the knowledge of the unseen? Allahu Akbar. He surely understood the niyat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira because of seeing his face and the seeing his condition as he sat on the streets. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, main bhooka hoon, piyasa hoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem, you be my guest, come with me, let's go together. He says that I went with the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the blessed house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went inside the home and he asked his blessed wives, is there anything to drink? It was said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing except a bowl of milk. Then the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked his wives, as to from where this bowl of milk have come, they have replied, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this milk has come as a hadiyah, as a gift for you. Kisi sahabi ya sahabiyat ki ghar se ye tohfe mein aaya hai. Ye doodh ka piyala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then accepted that, he taken that, and he goes back outside. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, when I seen this little boat of milk coming to me, I thought to myself, this is going to be just a few sips and done and over. Allahu Akbar. But the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had surprised me when he said, oh Abu Huraira, before you hold this bowl, first go and call Ashabi Suffa. Allahu Akbar. Ashabi Suffa are those companions who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all day long. If any gift or any tawfa or sadaqah comes from the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the sadaqah to them. And if any gift comes to the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Huraira farmate ki sarkar usme se kuch istimal farma dete hain, aur istimal farmane ke baad us tawfe ko phir aage badhate hain ashab suffa ki janib. Allahu Akbar. And they will make use. In other words, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take care of Ashabi Suffa. Their job was only to make the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. Dunya se koi taalluq hi nahi. They had no connection with the dunya. They had no family in front of them or to see to them. They everything, their iman, their love, devotion, everything was the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kitne khush naseeb hai. Allahu Akbar. Those Ashabi Suffa who would be sitting next to the Mazari Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in today's age or today's day, there is a special area which is highlighted, which is marked as Ashab-e Suffa. Ye wahi jagah hai jahan pe ye sahaba baitha karte the, Allah ki ibadat pe mashghool hua karte the. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, when I was told to call Ashab-e Suffa, I was shocked that this is a little bowl of milk. If I had to call them to drink this milk, the first person would not leave anything for the second or the third one to drink. But the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what he is doing. I have to carry out the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, then I went and called all of them. They got up and they came by the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Phir sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne doodh ka pyala mere haath mein ata farmaya. After I received it, it was told to me, oh Abu Huraira, go to the first companion, go to the first one and give it to him to drink. Start from the right side. I then as walked with a little bowl of milk, giving it to him. He had sat down, he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and began to drink that milk. After him, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and it continued being passed from one to the other, from one to the other, from one to the other, right up to the 70th companion. 70th companion had drank till he was full and satiated. And after that, when I taken the milk or the bowl of milk in my hand, I had noticed that it was still the same. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smiled at me and said, oh Abu Huraira, what are you looking at? It's your turn to drink. Allahu Akbar. I sat down finally after 70 companions drinking that milk. And after every companion, I was shocked that how is this milk not getting finished? Nonetheless, when it came in my hands, I began to drink that milk. Subhanallah. To this extent that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, oh Abu Huraira, drink more. I drank and drank and drank to the extent that when he told me for the third time, drink, I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the one who has sent you with the truth, I cannot drink more than this. I am full. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then smiled and taken the milk and he recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At the end, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drank from that milk. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, by Allah azza wa jal, not a single drop of milk was short in that bowl. It never got lesser. Rather, it remained the same as it came in the very beginning. Even though 70 companions had drank, I had drank from one bowl. It was astonishing. It is indeed the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the help of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says so beautifully in his amazing poetry, because this is really a unique thing to do. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, kya khabar kitne taare khile chup gaye, par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi sabse aula aala hamara nabi sabse bala aala hamara nabi o khalq se auliya
اولیاء سے رسل، خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل، خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل، اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا، ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلیٰ، ہمارا نبی صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا، وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو، ارے جان ہے وہ جہان کی، جان ہے تو جہان ہے۔ اٹ از دا اسپرٹ آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اٹ از دا ذات آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دیٹ فرام ہیڈ ٹو ٹو ہی از با برکت، اللہ اکبر، دیٹ ہی میکس دیز تھنگز ہیپن بائی ریموونگ دا ڈیفیکلٹیز آف ہز کمپینینز۔ ارے حدیثوں میں یہاں تک آیا ہے، دس از دا رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہو ریمووڈ سچ گریٹ and huge problems such as thirst of them, facing severe thirst where a person is about to lose his life is another thing altogether. Companions have mentioned that when the Sahaba Ikram were faced with such types of difficulties, aise bhi situation guzre hain jisme sahaba ko ye lag raha tha ki ab hamari jaan chali jayegi, we would lose our lives, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam satiated the thirst of over 1400 companions. 1400 se zyada sahaba ke pyaas ko mere sarkar ne apne ungliyon ke beech mein se pani nikal kar ke bujhaya, Allahu Akbar. He quenched their thirst, not only the thirst of the insan and his sahaba, rather the thirst of the animals as well, jisse sahaba ne wudu bhi kiya, bartanon mein bhi bhara, Allahu Akbar. And when the water was seen in that bag jisme pani rakhte hain, usme ek qatra kam nahi hua, Allahu Akbar. Why, dear viewers, ye kaise ho sakta hai? Ala hazrat farmate hain,
ungliyon ke faiz par toote ہیں پیاسے جھوم کر، انگلیاں گے فیض پر ٹوٹے ہیں پیاسے جھوم کر، ندیا پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری، واہوان دیا پنجاب رحمت کی ہے جاری، واہ واہ کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے تمہاری، واہ واہ قرض لیتی ہے گناہ، قرض لیتی ہے گناہ پر ہے زگاری، واہ واہ کیا ہی ذوق فضا شفاعت ہے تمہاری، واہ واہ۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ We have heard few incidents and few events in relation to the help offered by Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assisted those people even when he was physically alive, even after his apparent demise, and even on the day of judgment. Aap khabar mein bhi madad farmayenge aur hashr mein bhi imdad aur madad farmayenge. Because Allah azza wa jal has made him mukhtar. Allah azza wa jal has given him ikhtiyar. He can remove the difficulties of his followers and lovers. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, according to Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, eye of Qatada radiyallahu anhu is in his hands, eyeball, entire eye is out of the socket. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached the eye of Qatada during a battle as he was struck with an arrow that caused the eye to pop out of the socket. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not send Qatada to the hospital. Oh Qatada radiyallahu anhu, ye koi hospital ki jagah to nahi hai ki yahan jang ke beech mein operation ki jaye. No,
He did not send him to his home to go and take some rest. He came with blood pouring out of his face. It was the impact of a spear that caused his eye to pop out of the socket. Can you imagine for a moment the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his affectionate and blessed hands taken the eye of this great companion and placed it back into the socket after rubbing it over his eyes and saying, "Oh Qatada, how do you see now?" He says, "Bakhuda, by Allah, the one who has sent you with the truth, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, I can now see better with this eye than the other eye." It is the miracle and help of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to his companions. Whether it was a broken shin, according to Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, volume number 3, it has been narrated that during the battle of Khaybar, Hazrat Sayyiduna Salama bin Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his shin had broken. He came with a broken shin. Can you imagine? The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attached the broken part of the body to the body, and after rubbing it over, or after placing his affectionate hands over that affected part of the body, he was totally repaired and now he could walk and move. Allahu Akbar. How this ikhtiyar and power is given, or whether it was the snake that had bitten Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the caves of Ghari Thawr when they made hijrah during that night. Subhanallah, he covered all the holes with the tahaban, with pieces of his tahaban, tearing them, covering those holes with this niyat, ki nothing poisonous must come out and injure the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was one or two holes left in which he placed his toe. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah Zawajal places his Mubarak head upon the lap of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. He closes his eyes. He's enjoying his nap. Subhanallah. And thereafter, what happens next is that there is something biting the toe of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the pain caused tears to flood in his eyes. And then the tears had seen that this is my fortune, that if I fall, I shall fall in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is exactly what happened. As the tear had dropped from the eyes of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, rolling from his cheeks to the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he opened his eyes asking him, "What has caused pain to you, O Siddiq? What made you cry?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah, there is something biting me in this hole." The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to remove his toe, and when he removed, there was a poisonous and a snake that had lots of venom and poison in it. And after it bit him, the poison had run through the body of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. His face color and body color had already changed. But the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applied that ointment. That ointment is the world's most effective ointment. And that is the Mubarak and blessed saliva of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dawai ke taur pe jab aapne usse lagaya, usi waqt, instantly, the poison was withdrawn from the body of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How this ikhtiyar and power is given? Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. As far as the lu'abe dahan is concerned, his mubarak saliva is concerned, chahe kuwe ke paani mein dala jaye, then this will become sweeter, sweeter than honey. Allahu Akbar. And the bitterness is then removed. And this is a help offered for the people to drink from that water, which was once upon a time bitter, and now it is sweet. As I mentioned, he applies the saliva on the eye of Qatada, or he applies the saliva on the poisonous or affected part of the toe of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everyone receives cure from this saliva of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. However, we have come to the end of this program, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Inshallah, we will be back with another episode. But remember, there were camels, there were animals. It has been mentioned that Sulaiman ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, of course, was sent as the king and badshah of the entire dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal has given ikhtiyar to even Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. He would fly in the fiza and air. Other creatures would obey and listen to him. But he understood the language of the sparrows and the ants. This is mentioned in some of the tafaseer. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam understood the language of every creation, whether he lived on the land, whether it is the trees and stones and mountains, or whether it is the fish in the sea. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was given and taught the languages of every creature, every creature in this dunya, and he would remove their adversities. And towards the ending, we say shukran to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel for being part and parcel of this program, for watching this program. Kindly share this with others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
اللہ 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 اللہ. Start your day with remembrance of